Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Durham. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Kellard. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Lucrit Lau. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Courtney for a passed ball. Goodman moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a line drive into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball four. Goodman moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards short. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodman. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-1 in the game. Aganez takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aganez moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Aganez moves to third. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to home to get Aganez. Pearsall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-1 in the game. Abrams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-1 in the game. Deering bunts towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Abrams moves to second. One out. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Parnell hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellard hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aganez hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Luke Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlow is 0 for 1 in the game. Kritlow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Abrams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 1 in the game. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durham. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White bunts in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 2 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellard takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kellard moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kellard scores. Courtney moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Jim Breitwesser pinch hits for Bobby Young. Jim Breitwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breitwesser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Breitwesser now playing second base. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodman. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Goodman steals second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to third. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aganez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lou Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kritlau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Abrams bunts towards first. Aganez scoops it up and throws to first, with Goodman covering, for the out. Kritlau moves to second. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 2 in the game. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and has Kritlau trapped. There's the throw to Hatton and over to Goodman, who tags Kritlau for the out. Deering moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-3 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kellard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kellard reaches second base with a double. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Courtney is walked intentionally. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0-for-1 in the game. Breidwesser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kellard moves to third. Courtney moves to second. Jim Fridley pinch hits for Lou Kritlow. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kellard scores. Courtney moves to third. Breidwesser moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye F. Rahm Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.